With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A judge releasing a heavily redacted document used to justify a recent search of the Maryland home of John Bolton. Bernie Bennett has more.
Bolton was national security advisor for 17 months during the first Trump administration. The judge says revealing more could harm a criminal investigation. The FBI's search warrant affidavit says there was probable cause to believe classified information and national defense information were at Bolton's home. Bolton has not been charged with a crime. His lawyer says Bolton possessed nothing more than ordinary records. Bolton has criticized President Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy and government leading up to and during his second term. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Well, the Fed will hold a two-day meeting beginning Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut, but the central bank does face challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. President Trump plans to award a slain broadcaster with the nation's highest civilian honor. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A day after the assassination of conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk, the president announced he will be posthumously awarding him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The 31-year-old Kirk was a major Christian conservative influencer and played a significant role in the Trump presidential campaigns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, some political leaders canceling public appearances after Charlie's killing. Others are relying on a large police presence to help keep them safe. And still others insist the assassination that shook the nation last week will not have any impact, direct impact on their plans. A number of officials at every level in both parties are grappling, though, with a number of tough choices. This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to the nation's capital.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up now. One of them, Locks and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago, now has 15 across the nation. Jews have been among the most racial groups least likely to own guns in the past, but now officials say that is quickly changing. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh speaking out on the genius of the American system of government.
Kavanaugh says the framers of the Constitution were set on avoiding the concentration of power. Kavanaugh spoke Thursday at an event honoring Kenneth Starr, the former dean of Pepperdine University, and the independent counsel who prosecuted former President Clinton. Kavanaugh said, "No one person or group of people should have too much power in our system." John Scott reporting.
China launching two probes targeting the U.S. semiconductor sector ahead of trade talks in Spain. China's Ministry of Commerce has announced an anti-dumping investigation into certain analog IC chips imported from the U.S. The ministry has also announced an anti-discrimination probe into U.S. measures against China's chip sector. The probe comes as Treasury Secretary Bessent and another leader will be meeting. More details, SRNNews.com.